400 metres from the judge. Vaucluse Bay hit the front. Vaucluse Bay in front of half length. Suppressor, Igraine on the outside. Sacred Day, the fence. Then came Happy Go Plucky. Three of them coming down past the 150. Sacred Day, Vaucluse Bay, Suppressor the centre. Sacred Day on the inside. Will it last? Yes, it will. Sacred Day defeats Suppressor. And third, Vaucluse Bay.
Jeez, Loz, we had a terrific finish in the Ramorny, as tight as, wasn't it, with Havasay going back-to-back. That was the day before at Grafton. And then in the Grafton Cup, this was a terrific three-horse war for that final 400 metres. Adam Pengelly, good morning, buddy.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie. Yeah, I think most guys thought a New Zealand horse was a very good chance of winning the Grafton Cup there yesterday. Just probably not the horse that ended up winning the race. It's Sacred Day touching out Suppressor in Vaucluse Bay, and the race favourite Igraine was hot on their heels in fourth spot. It's been a good few months for Tony Pike across this side of the Tasman, hasn't it? He's picked up a couple of Group 1s up there in Queensland with the Bostonian, and unfortunately couldn't quite win the Stradbroke to complete the Triple Crown. And I think Tony mentioned on the coverage yesterday, this would be his last runner in Australia before he heads up across the Tasman. Oh. And his pockets are very full, it must be said.
Yeah, and he's a good bloke to boot.
Yeah, we spoke to him up there a couple of weeks ago.
I think there was a big injury coming out of the Grafton Carnival, though. Glenn Munsey from tab.com.au. Now, got to say that Glenn does enjoy the old Grafton Cup Carnival. In fact, he enjoys any sort of carnival, Glenn. But I think he got a little bit carried away. And I don't know how he's pulled up. We'll find out. But we just hope he's alive and well, Glenn. But hopefully that he didn't get too cold in that park.
No, fingers crossed.
Yeah. Yeah. So,
well, he'll be telling everyone about the injury, won't he, TK?
Yes.
He'll hear about it for
yeah,
sure.
He will, yeah. No, he was rugged up, I think, but he was feeling no pain at that particular time. What?
Is there a horse we can back at Randwick on, at Rose Hill on Saturday, is there?
Yeah, I heard you guys talking about the two-year-old colt, unraced colt from the Hawke Stable called Spends. He's going to go around in the first race tomorrow there at Rose Hill. He's $6 in the $2.80 with the tab already in pre-post market, so that's a pretty good guide to suggest that the stable thing's got a fair bit of ability, and he's trolled up nicely. I haven't seen him in the trials for a few months, it must be said, but his last public appearance, he beat Reloaded comfortably in a heat, so that goes to show he's got probably got a fair bit of ability, and it's just at this time of year, guys, where you can get some of these late maturing two-year-olds who can really arrive on the scene with a bang, and if they get them up nice and early, they can head towards some of those big two-year-old races early in the spring, and who knows, maybe even culminate in a Golden Rose, so Pacific Stakes is probably the highlight on the program there tomorrow, but I'm looking forward to this colt go around in the first and just see how he measures up on debut.
And tell you, that Godolphin horse goes all right, Lenagira, $5.50 there, the third favourite in that two-year-old race comes Saturday, and it's got plenty of experience. It's its third preparation now. It's had seven starts and had a pretty impressive win about 2 weeks ago up there in Newcastle, so keep an eye on that. Adam, this is a really good debate, this one. One is that this is what competition does. There's $100 million now up for grabs in prize money over the Victorian Carnival, which is terrific. And that's as a response, quite clearly, to the raising of the prize money in New South Wales, Adam. But David Hayes is sort of, he hasn't half blown up. Okay, he's half blown up because there's a big prize money incentive for the jockeys down there in Victoria. And what he's saying over the Carnival is, well, the jockeys don't make any of the decisions about where the horses run, what races they go for, right? That's up to the trainer and the owners. So really, if you want your horses to be staying in Victoria and not chasing the prize money up in New South Wales, maybe you should be incentivizing the trainers and the owners even more and don't worry about the jockeys. He makes a point, Adam.
Yeah, this is a very fascinating debate, TK. I've been trying to digest this news for the last 24 hours. We know about the prize money increases for a lot of races across the Spring Carnival, but this bonus scheme they're offering to keep jockeys in Melbourne for the Carnival is the one that's really caught my eye. And I read David's comments with a lot of interest there yesterday. TK, it's a lot of money they're offering for jockeys to keep them down there in Melbourne. Just going through it yesterday, like $50,000 for the leading jockey on Turnbull Stakes Day, $50,000 on Caulfield Guineas Day, and then $100,000 on Caulfield Cup Day, Cox Plate Day, Victoria Derby Day. That's a huge amount of money. And I'm not begrudging these guys and girls for trying to earn as much money as they possibly can, but, geez, it's a massive investment to try and keep some of these jockeys in Melbourne. I'm personally not quite sure if it's the right decision. It's a lot of money. $100,000 just being the leading jockey on Derby Day. It's crazy. Yeah, it's an interesting debate. I'm not quite sure where that money can be better invested elsewhere. I'm not going to begrudge them, as I said, the chance to earn some of this money, but it is a lot
yeah,
of
but
money.
Yeah, but they want to be riding the best horses.
Well, you want to be saying...
You want to be good on the horses, because otherwise the trainers might say, well, mate, if you don't want to ride it...
That's well, the point, Loz. You get off this time, top,
that's
right?
Exactly right?
You're not getting back on this horse.
Yeah. How many jockeys do you think guys are going to be swayed by this prize money bonus scheme? Like, if you've got a really good mount in the Everest or the Golden Eagle or something like that up there in Sydney, is this money going to sway you? It might sway a couple. I'm not going to deny that. But, oh, geez, yeah. I don't know. It's a lot of money to me.
Yeah, it is. It is. I'll tell you what, the old incentives work for the trainers. You know, when they used to put the car up for grabs over a little carnival or something like that, it made a big, big difference to trainers targeting particular carnivals. Used to do it down in Canberra there too with the Blake Opal Day. Remember that? Yeah. They used to do that. Rose Hill, mate, can we find a winner?
Yeah, one best bet for us, TK. Race 4, number 10, Waking Moment. I know she's got a horrible winning strike rate. She's won from 20 in her career, but her two starts for Chris Wallaby's preparation have been excellent. I think the stars are aligning for it here, third up at 2,000 metres. I think around the $5 is a pretty attractive play. So race 4, number 10, Waking Moment is my best at Rose Hill.
Race 4, number 10, Waking Moment on a heavy track currently there at Rose Hill Gardens. Hopefully it'll keep improving, though, if possible. And I do want to make mention too, Adam, just quickly, and pay tribute really to the contribution that Lindsay Murphy has made to racing in this state, and in particular, you know, at Rose Hill Gardens and also at Royal Randwick, but at others tracks as well. And the service that Lindsay Murphy's given as a track manager and a curator over decades and decades and decades.
An outstanding man, TK. Nothing that I'll say won't be repeated by other people, has been said by other people in the past. I think they're holding a luncheon for him there at Rose Hill tomorrow. Lindsay's only got a couple more weeks to go in the job. And yeah. I think the best thing you can say about Lindsay is an absolute gentleman. That's probably the best way to describe him. And, yeah, it's quite sad to see him leaving the ATC, but I'm sure there'll be plenty of tributes in the next couple of weeks.
Good on you, Adam.
Thanks, boys. Enjoy your weekend.